Hi, I'm coming to you this week while on holiday because I forgot to pre-record an episode because I'm terrible. But there will be a new episode because you're listening to it. So, but if you do hear random seagulls, that would be why. Across the world because I heard destiny in a dream, setting off in the May sunshine to meet a mystery. Still in my nightdress, I was traipsing through time. Days and nights became moments as the world spins, set to cinematic strings, the ocean and air breathing, speaking, sending me forward. Be the most glamorous grave robber that the world had ever seen. I was a toffee trophy that meant more than anyone could imagine behind closed doors. Crawling from my cradle, standing tall, I admire you. Darling December sunset, the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. I'm not a baby, Daddy. I know my own mind. I feel like that's kind of like a remake or a reimagining or maybe even a sequel of something that I wrote a while back. And I read it on the podcast as well. It's a poem I wrote called Seasons. Which I suppose was about my habit of falling into, you know, attachments, relationships, whatever you want to call them, with people who happen to maybe be a little bit, and by little bit I mean decades, older than me. I wanted to kind of look at different aspects of that. So things like the assumptions that people make about me based on those relationships and the way that people react to me based on that. There are a lot of people that will, you know, kind of in a way take those things out of context, and they won't look at, you know, the facts, which are two people who are adults having a relationship that is equal, happy, balanced is probably fine. I guess I read this thing, right? I don't even know if I'm using this in the right context. This is about this thing called concern trolling, which is where people like pretend to act like they're worried about you and they're bringing something up because they're worried about you, but really it's just so they can feel superior and have a bit of a dig and whatever. And I was thinking, that feels familiar. It just, I don't know. I feel like sometimes people, they question things like that because they want to be nosy and they want to know what's going on, and they're kind of diving in and they're like, is it a money thing? Is it some kind of, you know, is there some parental thing she's missing? Like, what's going on with her? And it's like, mind your fucking business, Karen. Why don't you try doing that, you know? Maybe I just like what I like, you know? So I guess I kind of wanted to sort of look at that aspect of my adventures and create something. So I did. Berkeley Square sent the songs of all their nightingales who had become beguiled by the slushy summer romance scene that we starred in. Angels sat on the steps to the shore, sipping strawberry shakes from Notriani's, nodding in approval as we slow danced our hearts into sentimental sand, playing cards as the tide comes in, taking hands from supportive sharks who deal us in on their way to terrorise tourists. Seven cards, ace of hearts, every single time, because this day is a love letter, a new start. Thirsty angels conduct a million love songs for eager and nosy nightingales to celebrate that we are together at last. I actually had the best strawberry milkshake ever yesterday. I'm not even exaggerating. It was like an experience. So much of an experience that I mentioned it in a poem. It was just so good. And I was just like, wow, this ice cream milkshake is really that bitch. She really did that. You know, like, I could not believe. It was so good. It was so, so good. And it was only like $3.50, which is like an insane bargain. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm from the South and everything's super expensive there, but it was so good and so, so cheap. And I was just like, yes. Oh my God, yes. Anyway, I kind of wrote that. I was on the beach, just like, you know, having a dramatic moment with my lovely milkshake and thinking about things. I had found, earlier in the week, I had found this ace of cards just on the floor. I was crossing the road and trying not to hit, you know, get hit by a car, as you do. But then I saw this like thing on the floor on the other side, and my eyes were drawn to it, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I was kind of curious about it, but I didn't know why I cared, because it was just like a thing on the floor and I couldn't really see it. So I go over and I have a bit more of a look, and I noticed it was a playing card. And I turned it over and it was the Ace of Hearts. And I was like, oh, well, this is a message, you know, because in terms of when you use playing cards to do fortune telling, finding the Ace of Hearts is really good. She says like she's an expert. But it typically means a new start, a love letter, a start of a romance. It's something really good, you know. It's a positive thing for sure. And then there I am finding it randomly in the street. And so I was like, well, there we are. This is a good sign. And I must say, from that time, have had amazing good things happening. No negativity, which has been really great. I feel like something more is coming too. I'll let you know when it comes. I'll let you know what it is. But it was just a really great omen, I guess, to start like my day off with that day. It was like, wow, okay. All right then. Radical, you know. And then, of course, finding like the best milkshake ever that I've ever had was amazing. I've been filming some stuff this weekend for a music video, and I've just been getting like perfect shots. Like everything looks exactly what I wanted. Like first time, it's been crazy. So I feel like finding that card was definitely the start of something really good, and I'm really excited. So I kind of turned it into a poetic adventure so I could have that moment forever. Okay, so I've done this before, but I'm better at it now, so it's going to go better, I think. So you'll probably remember a couple of episodes ago, I think it was more than a couple of episodes. Anyway, the point is, I did, in the middle of an episode, a tarot reading for me and for you. And so I decided to do it again because I'm just like really feeling, I feel like I want to do it, you know. And I feel like there's just, I don't know, some kind of thing that's telling me to. Maybe it's because I found that card earlier in the week, like I said.
because I feel like I kind of just want to do that right now. And then I need to go and get ready because I'm going out in like an hour and I haven't even started getting ready yet. Because I got a bit distracted. I was having my tea and I started watching Derry Girls. It's really good and I'm like obsessed with it now. I feel like I've missed out because there's been like loads of seasons of it already and I haven't watched it because I was busy like watching all the other millions of things on my watch list. But there we are. Okay, so I'll start with me because, you know, it's my podcast and I'm the boss. Okay, so the first one is what's currently going on, what's the situation, and it is the Knight of Wands. Let's have a little closer look and see what's the tea, Christine, what's going on. I read that on Reddit, I can't remember what it's from. I feel like it's from Drag Race, but I don't know who said it. Somebody said it at some point and I copied them because I'm easily led. Okay, so what's going on? The more self-assured you are, the better things will go. Everybody's playing to win, so be prepared for competition. Fight the need to have the final word. Well, to be honest, the way I feel right now, like, I have a lot of great, like, I don't know, like, confident energy. So I feel like I could take on anyone, that's fine. We're good. Okay. Past influences. The Queen of Wands. Feeling a lot of 1D moments. That's not a word, who cares? Believe in yourself. Don't be afraid to take the lead. Dealings with authority figures go well. Answers arrive when you talk things out with friends and lovers. Write letters, make calls, send faxes. Who the hell sends a fax in this day and age? I mean, it is for past influences. But I... See, that's interesting. You know, I'm being told there'll be competition, but I'm also being told to believe in myself. So I feel like that means I'm coming out on top, which is great news. Things to think about. Here comes the bit where I have to read Roman numerals. I almost said Russian numerals for a second, which wouldn't make much sense. I wonder if they had those in Russia, you know, back in the day. I don't know. I never really paid attention in history. Okay, so what's going on? Something to think about. Gossip is in the air. Be easygoing when you encounter opposition from stubborn people. Postpone ultimatums. Don't accept everything as a fact. Update your resume and open your mind to new business deals. Think about current and future financial needs. Well, that's kind of terrifying. That is good, though. I feel like a lot of this is kind of connected to work, which is good news. What to do? Oh God, I just dropped it on the floor. Got it, it's fine. Oh God, what am I doing? Okay, so it's a reverse page of wands. Everyone wants to get things done quickly. Don't overlook important details in the rush to completion. I really feel like these are kind of career connected. You know, I feel like something's going to happen there, which is good. And I think it's going to have a positive outcome. Outcome? Yeah. As usual, I just have to have faith of the heart, as the song from Star Trek goes. I actually really loved the theme from Star Trek Enterprise, and I don't get why people didn't like it, to be honest. I thought it was great. Anyway, let's see what's going on with you. Don't forget to make a wish while I'm shuffling. I love making wishes. I always love going on the Zoltan machine. at Coral Island. I go there all the time. It's great. I love it. And the one across the road from Coral Island, they have a different Zoltar. So, like, the one in Coral Island, he has, like a different crystal ball, I think. But you can make wishes for both of them. When you put the money in and then you make a wish. And then he talks to you and he gives you advice. And he gives you a little card and tells you something about your future. And I love that. And I go there all the time. And I spend so much money on those machines. But that means all my wishes are going to come true and I'm really informed about my future. So who's the real winner here? Me. Okay. I hope you're ready because I'm going to start. So. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, what's going on? The Ten of Cups. I hope you're thirsty, sis. There's going to be, like, people who actually do this professionally who are going to listen to this and be like, who does this bitch think she is? She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But sis, I'm having fun. And we're all having fun. It's all good. But wouldn't it be crazy if I was, like, completely right and I was just, like, predicting amazing things for everybody? Wouldn't you be gagged? Like, wow. Anyways, it says, tender words and sympathy bring the best results. Speak from your heart. A sudden flirtation or love affair is likely. Ooh. Food and drink become more appealing now, so try not to overdo it. You know what? Don't listen to that. Do what you want. Leave the answering machine on and let someone else answer the door. Ooh, mysterious. Again, though, who has an answering machine? I'm reading the wrong page. Okay, so this is for past influences. And it's the Page of Pentacles. Ooh, sis. You want to be financially independent, so why not get started right away? Ooh, get past you. Nice. You may have to put up with some criticism from your family and friends, but this is the time to push forward and improve your quality of life. Ooh, what was that? I think it was just someone shutting the door. Okay, things to think about. Oh my god, there's a cat on this. Seven of Wands. Where am I going? Doo doo doo. Is that a seven? Yeah. I'm really bad at reading numerals, you guys, and you know that, but sorry. Faith overcomes your current obstacles. You have the power to accomplish your goals. Consider all of the consequences, but act swiftly. Ooh. Okay, so I'm feeling like maybe kind of the push to independence that you had in your past is gonna kind of put you in a situation where you can meet someone and have a new connection. Ooh, this is the one with the dolphin and I love this. So this is what you should do. I mean, it's your life, you don't have to listen to me or to the mysterious cards, but, you know, this is what they're saying to me to say to you, to sit, you know. Okay. Here's the dolphin. A break from responsibilities soon arrives. Let others spoil you. Do something nice for yourself. Oh, you are going to be living a luxurious life. I'm happy for you. Yes, I am.
Don't read my mind. Fall down this rabbit hole with me. Feel something reckless. Life so far on the edge that the danger feels therapeutic. Live inside my mind, but don't read the walls. Where painful promises are painted that will walk towards us, looking and looming over us. Beautiful monsters built from ambitions for us that you aren't ready to see yet. Did you enjoy your time as the roaring tide that sent me to a sea I couldn't escape? I adapted that from one of my old notebooks. There actually wasn't much for me to go on. It was very vague what I had. It was something about asking someone not to read my mind, and then there was something about a beautiful monster, and I thought, well, Let's glue all that together, add some more pieces and see what we can come up with. I kind of, I guess, crafted something, you know, based around vulnerability and, you know, the fear of that. I think that's something that's present in every aspect of life, really. It doesn't just have to be, you know, in terms of personal relationships, you know, that are romantic. I think it can be terrifying to be vulnerable in any context, really, because, you know, it's very possible at any time for someone to, you know, screw with that, you know what I mean? So, it's always been something I'm a little bit afraid of. Because, I mean, once you put things out there, it's like, ooh, well, where do we go from here? And it's not always good. So it was fun to do, though, to take sort of just a couple of little scribbles and notes and build up something and make it something a little bit different than what it was before. I'm not really sure what it was before, to be honest. I was very vague in my youth. I would just sort of write things down and intend to use them later and finish it, but then get back to it, like, you know, sort of 5 or 6 years later and be like, what the hell did I mean before? What on earth was I talking about? Silk sheets full of secrets. Soft lilac sunshine says goodbye as I sing through the open window, jamming to the deep cuts of your indiscretions. The sun sinks towards the sand, sky wild and wistful, stars in my eyes. Sweet but sinful siren, waiting for you to crash into a rock so I can tempt you to my lair. Where I lay, refreshing lemonade, specializing in saving sailors who drown of thirst. I won't make a sound if you keep my mouth busy. So I said last week I was a mermaid, and this week I'm by the sea, so I wanted to read something about being a mermaid, to share my experience as a mermaid with you, as it were. I'd be the worst mermaid in the world, though, because I can't swim. Now, how's that for vulnerability? Just everyone, let's all promise not to drown me now that we have that information, okay? It's weird because I really love the water, but I'm really crap at swimming. So I just like sort of stay in the shallow end, as it were, and just sort of wave to all my ocean friends like, hi, guys, it's me. To me, the mermaid who's probably going to drown if she goes out too far, you know. But I kind of wanted to take... I actually wrote that before the whole Little Mermaid controversy. Because I wrote that before that happened and before everyone got angry about mermaids. Because I'm working on this thing for the future. That, again, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you about. But I really liked sort of the imagery of, you know, the kind of typical sort of mystical concept, I guess, or idea of sort of sirens and the whole, you know, luring someone away from where they're supposed to be and bringing them to you to get into trouble. I thought that was quite a cool thing. And so I kind of wanted to play around with that a bit. And I was just thinking about, because I was looking out the window at the time. And so I thought, you know, what if she's just kind of in this window trying to get this guy to deviate from where he's supposed to be going and come have fun with her. So that was, you know, sort of what led me to that point. But it's just interesting because now everyone's fighting about mermaids and I'm just like, you know, Maybe mermaids are just fun and they just want you to have fun and stop being a little bitch about it. I don't know. But I was just feeling very, very that, you know, at the moment, because, like, I don't know if they're being picked up by the microphone, but I can hear, like, the seagulls, and I've been at the ocean all day, and, like, literally, like, most of the day I've just spent, you know, on the beach having a lovely time. So, so I was just feeling that, and so I was working out what I'm gonna do on this episode and what I was gonna, you know, talk about, and I was like, I want to read the mermaid one. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And again, I have no co-host to tell me no. You've read like three different things that have referenced the ocean or mermaids or something like that today. No more. There's no one here to tell me that. So, you know, guess who's doing it? But I quite like to use kind of different images in that sense, because if I just wrote about kind of those scenarios and those feelings in a very matter-of-fact way, or in a very, you know, I like to kind of, I guess, be kind of abstract. I don't know if abstract is the right word, actually. Just kind of putting in sort of unusual, strange imagery, just kind of playing around with things and making things that are actually quite serious, such as, you know, luring somebody away from their relationship and doing terrible things with them, and make it a bit playful and fun, you know. You know, like the kids' bop version of home wrecking. But that one in particular, it's part of a whole narrative of things I'm working on. And I hate to continue being elusive, but I'm going to. But I can't really say too much yet. That's for, I mean, Christ, that's not even coming out until like the end of the year, maybe next year. So I'm afraid I will have to continue to sort of talk about it, but in a really vague and annoying way. In the kind of way that makes me hate people, but, you know, here I am doing it anyway, because of course I am. That's all for this week's episode, but I will see you next week, where we will be back and ready to do it all over again, as Jeremy Corbyn said in that great viral video. So I'll see you next week, but between now and then, you can find more of my work on my website, which is jenniferwan.com. There's lots of free videos, podcasts, audio content, there's things you can read for free and all kinds of fun stuff, and also the details of all my other projects that you can find and access. I'm on social media with the username Miss J Squared on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, everything really. You can support this podcast and other projects that I do on Patreon or however you say it. The details for that are in the description below. Currently, we have a special offer on the Patreon, whatever, where people who subscribe between now and the 1st of August will receive a free signed copy of my latest book, Old Brown Eyes Is Back. So that's open to all tiers. So whether you are subscribing for $1, or for $10, or however much you want, you will get that free book. Subscribers on Patreon also get lots of other free stuff. Some tiers get free merchandise, some get exclusive access to things, early access to things. But there's lots of stuff on there for you to check out. So the description
below has all the details for that, as well as for one-off donations on PayPal or Ko-fi. Thank you to my friend Amanda from Patreon. I love you very much, as you know. You are the coolest. And I will see you next week. Good night, my love.